more than Jews, more than Obama, more than Hillary, more than if you really ain't feeling me, more than a butler, more than a maid, more than tomorrow, more than yesterday, more than your big cat size, more than half truth, more than whole lies, more than who's wrong, more than who's right, more than your kids, more than my wife, more than where I live, more than what I drive, more than what's yours, more than what's mine, more than my hair, more than your clothes, more than my friends, more than your foes, more than my silver, more than your gold, all of this don't add up to your soul.
Hosted by Michael Anthony Oliva. Today is January 31st, 2010. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, may you all be blessed. In Christian unity, we must speak. But first, I must profess my faith. So I say I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into the dead. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I want to say hello to anyone that is listening, and I want to say hello to anyone who is not listening, because this is just the beginning. I am reborn, stronger than ever, and the truth of the church will be delivered. But I got to say, I got to give a shout out to PK and all those dudes over at the Victory Church last week that did their Christian hip-hop concert, because truthfully, the host of this show is Jesus. So let's give an applause to Jesus, because Jesus is the host of this show, not me. I'm an instrument. God is using me as an instrument to reach out to people and inspire people one person at a time, and that's what we must do. So my first order of business, I will get into a reading. The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you, a prophet to the nations. I appointed you, but you did gird your loins. Stand up and tell them all that I command you, but not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you crushed before them. For it is I this day who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass, against the whole land, against Judah's kings and princes, against its priests and people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Beautiful reading. This is the fourth Sunday of ordinary time in the Catholic Church. But I have to give praise to any other church that is out there as well doing God's work, because it all starts with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and it starts with Jesus. You trust in Jesus. I don't care what church you go to. And as I said last week, and I'll go again here, and I'll say it over and over again, the New Testament is basically the same in every church. The Catholic Church keeps seven books that were in the original: the Tobit, Judith, the Book of Wisdom, Book of Sirach, Book of Baruch, 1 and 2 Maccabees. But the New Testament is the same wherever you go. Okay, wherever you go. It may be written a little differently, but it's all good. Today we have a minute meditations from the popes. And here's your minute meditation for January 31st. You have become followers of the churches of God that are in Judah and in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 14. Here's your reflection from Pope Paul the 6th. The church is the unifying effect of love of Christ for us. She can hear herself be considered a living sign, a sacrament of unity and of love. to love is her mission. Today's show is all of love. My prayer today for you is, thank you, O Lord, for the church, your gift of love to the whole world. Teach me to be faithful, the child of that church, willing to live and die in order to give witness to that love. Listen, if I can change, you can change. It's all love. It's all good. Sky's the limit. God is love. God is love. And you know how we do here. We get into tracks over and over again. We always get into tracks. And we will continue to get into tracks. I'm going to get into a track from PK as soon as my producer's loaded up and getting ready. But I'll continue to speak. You know, today I went to church. It was a real good thing today. It was all about love. It was all about unity. And, you know, bottom line is, man,
for this one, they might persecute me. Who would ever think you see Christian groupies? The body of Christ is like Sin City. Topic of sin, I show no pity. You might say, who is he? I'm God's servant. Walking in spiritual discernment. They don't fast no more, don't pray no more. The church don't use Jesus' name no more. What's going on? I can't really call it. Too much sin and no room for it. Spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is here. In Jesus' name, rebuke, get out of here. No more fear. We preaching the truth. They molesting, abusing, using the youth. Raving in walls inside sheep clothing. Pray for us, for the sin we expose. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. You can take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can't take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man. So-called Christians, they give me screw face. Where the love at, man? You need a new face. Bad mouth the preacher, so two-faced. The gift will make room, but you too haste. Smiling when you shake the preacher's hand. Passing his house, spitting on his land. Practicing voodoo, still reading palms. Still drinking, I'm still reading psalms. Still a man of God, and Satan don't like this lifestyle of the saved and righteous. Open up your eyes, letting anything go. Sisters, cover up, letting everything show. Lord, have mercy, we need God's grace. The body of Christ, seek God's face. Abraham and Lot inspired me to write this. Lord, we spare the church for one righteous. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? This ain't for the babes, for those that know. Seeing all the sinners, still letting it go. False prophesying, lot of compromising. Not enough people, where the flesh dying. Lot of dishonor, not enough loyalty. Chosen generation, where is the royalty? For this one, they might come at me hostile. Sin leaves a bad smell in God's nostril. Body of Christ, please understand. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. They want praise and worship more than the Bible. But the Bible is our means for survival. Too many idols seek the Lord again. Everybody Christian who's born again. It's sworn again, serve God with holy hands. Everywhere we stand now, it's holy land. You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You could take man out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Stop rebelling, swallow up like Korah. Abel's blood cries out from the land. Can you take Sodom and Gomorrah out of man? You know, we just talking about how the spirit of Sodom and Gomorrah is still in the church today. You know, God took Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, but the spirit was still in them, and that spirit is still in the body of Christ. Take it out of man.
Because modern day right now, the United States is in Sodom and Gomorrah, and the whole world is in Sodom and Gomorrah. You got 14-year-old girls dressing like they're 21. You got young kids thinking they black, when they're white, speaking, using the N-word, throwing it around, disrespectful. You call yourself a Christian, but then you want to spit racist remarks? Well, then guess what, my friend? You ain't really a Christian. That's the truth. And then you want to turn around and say to me, someone said to me, when'd you become all religious? Son, I've been religious. I just ignored Jesus for many years. Saved my life 7 years ago when I had heart surgery, when I got a St. Jude valve. And that's why St. Jude's my patron saint. Because he saved my life because I got a mechanical valve. And I'm on all types of medicine so I can live and preach the word. But you know what? God brought me here as an instrument so I can be an inspiration to others. So now I'm going to read the second reading. And before I get into this reading, and I just found this out today, Franklin D. Roosevelt, he was not a religious man. But every time he got inaugurated, he wanted this reading read. So I'm going to read it to you. And I want you to understand this. This is not about what denomination you are, where it is. It's about love. And it's about being the person you want to be and acting a certain way. You can't call someone something because guess what? You're going to wind up doing the same thing. So let me read it to you. The reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatness spiritual gifts, but I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am resounding gong or clashing cymbal. And if I have a gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. It is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interest. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will bring brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. At the present, we see indistinctly as in a mirror, and then face to face. At present, I know partially. Then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. The greatest of these is love. When you have jealousy and envy, and when you see someone down and you love it, something ain't right, my friend. Something ain't right. When you are there for someone, like I have a friend of mine, I know for 20 years, probably longer, 13, 14, 15, 17, 22, friend of mine that would speak to me about anything and is a good friend of mine. Always listens to what I have to say and accepted the fact that I have been touched. I'm blessed, my friend. The Holy Spirit is in my heart. Jesus lives inside me. I go to church every Sunday, and I sometimes make it during the week. I speak during the week at my church. I'm a lector at St. Charles Catholic Church at Tyson's Lane. Please make donations if you would like to. Also to Victory Church or a Methodist Church or a Protestant Church. Churches need money in order to keep spreading the word. EWTN is a great network, the Eternal Word Television Network, to get inspired. I do the Divine Chaplet of St. Michael every morning. So next I want to get into a couple of things that I want to say. And this is a prayer to the Blessed Trinity. And I live by it and I love it and I hope that you could bow your head and pray with me as well as I say it. The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protector. Glory to the Holy and Undivided Trinity, now and forever. Let us praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us bless and exalt God above all forever. Almighty and everlasting God, to whom we owe the grace of professing the true faith, grant that while acknowledging the glory of eternal Trinity and adoring its unity, we may through your majestic power be confirmed in this faith, defended against all adversities. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Well, next, I'm going to get into Father Stan Fortuna, Dame Latus, to my Spanish audience. And I will speak until the track comes on. And then we're going to get back into PK. I got my man Chris coming on next week. Brian Smith will be on next week. We got a lot of things going on here. It's growing day by day. This is a ministry that is starting here right now.
Hasta la muerte te seguiré sirviendo. Siéntame. Hoy, mi gente.
Ja.
Father Stan Fortuna, Catholic priest from the South Bronx, doing his thing. I love it. We got everybody. We got born-agains. We got Catholic priests. We got Baptists. We got Methodists. We got rappers. We got reggae artists. We got people coming through here. This is spreading like woodworks. And if I could touch one person a night, I'm doing my job. I want to read something. This is out of the Daily Devotions from Amy Wellborn. Love is patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. And she writes, certainly patience is a virtue. Patience is a mark of good character. But why precisely must love be patient? Love is patient, of course, because God is love. And how patient God is with you and me. And that's the truth. God will be patient with all of us. You can sin as much as you want. I'm not telling you to go sin like a crazy man. But God's always going to forgive you. He's going to be patient with you. And then some people say, well, oh, if that's the case, then I'll sin my whole life and wait till the last minute. Nah, why don't you try getting it right now? And watch how everything else falls into place. Since I found the Lord, since I turned my life over to God, I'm more organized. I am more focused. I am losing my bad traits because I'm not perfect. Only Jesus was perfect. I'm not here to tell you I'm perfect because I'm not. Let me continue what she says. I think about all the missteps in my life, the habits that I have built up, the walls between me and God and between me and others whom God has sent into my life. I think about the times I've listened to every other voice out there but God's. But God still loves unfailingly. And the love that is poured out for me quite concretely in the loving, patient sacrifice of Jesus. Where is it to go? To others in love, patient, forgiving, merciful love. Loving God, you are so patient with me. Thank you. Help me love others as you love me. I'll stand by that. Help me to love others as you have loved me. I'm going to give you 10 things to make yourself a good Christian father. 1, keep the holy, the Lord's day, and all those other days. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Number 2, teach your children faith. John chapter 20, verse 29. 3, don't forget forgiveness. Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 and 22. Number 4, give and let give. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 27. You know what? I used to wait for people to apologize. Now I just apologize to people even though I know I'm right sometimes. I'll apologize anyway. I have no time for the BS. I have no time for it anymore. Do you understand? I'm living every day like it's my last. I have 2 sons out there that I love more than life itself. So a girl could be on hold. I am single, but I am looking for the right woman. But I have 2 sons out there that are more important to me than any other girl or anything else. Of course, Jesus comes first because now my love for my children have come and brought me closer to both of them. 5, play and have fun. Play with your kids. That's Luke chapter 18, verses 16, 17. Read it, and you'll understand what that means. 6, get caught praying. Luke verse chapter 11, sorry, verse 1. I get caught praying every day. Number 7, be Mr. Doesn't Know It All, because you don't know it all. I don't know it all. You don't know it all. Listen, you may be a good Christian. You may be the great Christian. You may love Jesus with all your heart. But there is a thing out here that says we may not know it all. And that goes for Catholics as well. In my opinion, I feel the Catholic Church is the true faith of the Bible. But that's my opinion. The next man may not think that. I'm not forcing my religion on you. What I am saying to you is get right with faith. Believe in Jesus Christ, believe in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and your life will be better. Go in your room and pray. And we're going to get into that next. Number 8, make might for right. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. Number 9, let it shine, let it shine. What that means is, be proud of your children. Be proud of them. Make them happy when they come home and they did good. See, my son Anthony made his first confession. He was all excited. I gave him a hug. I told him how proud I was of him. I thought he did a great job. I was nervous for the kid. And I did a great, and I just, you know, you gotta let your kids know. You gotta let them know you're doing good. You're doing well. Do your thing. You could be anything you can be. You could be the president of the United States if you want to be. You want to be a businessman? Be a businessman. You want to make music? Go ahead. Make music. Listen, man, I did it all. I made records 10 years ago. I used to be called Pino Pesci. I was in a rap group. I was signed with Bad Boy 10 years ago. 10 years ago. And that's the truth. Google it. See what you want to see. Ask people. They know. Okay? I lost my deal. I guess it wasn't my time. It wasn't God's plan for me. Maybe God took me through hell just to get me to heaven. I ain't there yet, but I'm on my way. And number 10, tradition. Tradition. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. Tradition. Follow the tradition of your family. Get it right. Keep it going. Keep it moving. Eat dinner with your family. Because let me tell you, nobody eats dinner anymore together. And it's sad. And you know what? I didn't for a long time either. I just started doing it with my son Anthony when he comes over. We sit down, we say grace, we thank Jesus for the meal that we have. We don't have much. We don't have much. I ain't gonna get into it now. I was this close to being homeless, man. This close. And then a friend took me in, and then everything fell into place. And now I'm moving into my new place in a couple of weeks. It's all good. I give glory to God in the highest, even on my worst days. Give glory to God, because He is the Almighty. He makes the weather, He makes the stars, He makes it rain, He makes the wind blow.
Bibles in the air. Okay, I'm going to rush to the front of the stage. Security, stand by. I'm not held liable if the Holy Ghost breaks out. Okay, we're going to count the jail at New Year's Eve. Are y'all ready? 3, 2, 1, let's go! You should even bear your cross this way. You should choose this day, Satan or Christ. We walk by faith and not by sight. So walk in your destiny, walk in ecstasy. Talk about His goodness, walking next to me. He's the best in me, ordering my steps. Walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm fearing no evil, fearing no people. Christ left but returns in the sequel. I'ma walk the mile, right across the Nile. You can watch me walk right through my trial. Some run through, some walk it out. And some wonder what's all the suffering about. It's the golden child on top of gold beats. In heaven, we gon' walk on gold streets.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ. Man, I'm a disciple, Jesus my teacher, man. Representing wild like Derek Jeter, man. I'm the MC, Christ is the speaker, man. The church starving, just trying to feed you, man. This soul food, this what you need, my man. Searching for wisdom at the scene, man. Jesus loves you, that's how I greet you, man. Flow cut your ear off like I'm Peter, man. Not just a Christian, born again believer, man. What happens, man? Used to be a leader, man. You backslid, the devil deceived you, man. You were stronger, now you're weaker, man. You married Christ, now you a cheater, man. The world was good, but Christ is sweeter, man. It's like fire, I think I got a fever, man.
Jesus Christ.
It's Jesus Christ.
Change my life.
It's Jesus Christ.
He
changed my life. So I walk by faith now. Darkness now, marvelous light. He changed my music and changed my mic and changed what I love and changed what I like and changed how I live and changed how I write and changed how I talk and changed how I walk and even got faith he could change New York and changing my thoughts, changing my brain. Suffer with him now, changing my pain. Going to reign with him, he changing my reign. Child of God now, he changing my name. What is it worth? Keep it up, man. He gonna change that smirk. He changing the earth. He changing my church. You've been changing me, man, before my birth.
Okay, man. I love you, my brother. I spoke to you before the show. You know, I want to get into this next thing here. And this is a prayer to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I fly to the Sacred Heart of my Savior, for thou art for my refuge, my only hope. Thou art the remedy for all my miseries, my consolation for all my wretchedness, my reparation for all my infidelities, the supplement for all my deficiencies, the expiation for all my sins, and the hope and end of all my prayers. Thou art the only one who is never weary of me, who can bear with my faults, because thou lovings me with infinite love. Therefore, O my God, have mercy on me according to thy great mercy, whatever thy wilt, for I give myself entirely to thee, divine heart, and with full confidence that thou wilt never reject me. Amen. And then I'm going to tell you something out of Matthew chapter 6, 5 and 6. When you pray, do not be like hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on street corners so that others may see them. But when you pray, go to your room, close the door, pray to your Father in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. Oh, it's so true. Prayer is the most powerful thing on earth. I will do less preaching and more praying. I preach on this show because this is my way to reach people. But when I'm by myself, I just pray for my family. I pray for people that have lost themselves. I pray for people that have lost. I have one friend call me up and go, well, you know, Mike, no one wants to talk to you because all you do is talk about God. Listen, my man, 3 years ago, when I got touched for the first time and I came back and I started reading, yeah, it was like meeting a woman for the first time. I was obsessed. But then I realized as time went on, so don't make up excuses that you don't want to speak to me no more because I speak only about God, because it ain't true. Because you could ask different people who see me and around. I was just watching a football game. I was just inside watching the Grammys. I love music. So my son hands me this card the other day. He got it from his grandmother. He goes, you know, Dad, I think you need this more than me. And it's funny because it's a prayer of stress because I got a lot of people in my life that give me stress because they want Michael Lever back to normal. Michael Lever is not back to normal. Michael Lever is saved. Michael Lever is a man now. Michael Lever is a different person because Jesus is in my heart. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Now I want to get into a psalm. Psalm 147. God's word restores Jerusalem. So let's say it will restore you. Hallelujah. Starts off. How good to celebrate our God in song. How sweet to give fitting praise. The Lord rebuilds Jerusalem, gathers the despaired of Israel, heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds, numbers all the stars, calls each of them by name. Great is our Lord, vast in power, with wisdom beyond measure. The Lord sustains the poor, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving, with the lekra, celebrate our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, provides rain for the earth, makes grass sprout on the mountains, who gives animals their food and ravens what they cry for. God takes no delight in the strength of horses, no pleasure in the running stride. Rather, the Lord takes pleasure in the devout, those who await his faithful care. Glorify the Lord, Jerusalem, Zion, offer praise to your God, who has strengthened the bars of your gates, blessed your children within you, brought peace to your borders, filled you with finest wheat. The Lord sends a command to earth. His word runs swiftly. Thus snow is spread like wool. Frost is scattered like ash. Hail is dispersed like crumbs. Before such cold, the waters freeze. Again he sends his word and they melt. The wind is unleashed and the waters flow. The Lord also proclaims his word to Jacob, decrees and laws to Israel. God has not done this for other nations. Of such laws they know nothing. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! 40 minutes have already passed, and I'm loving it. It's good stuff. Well, you know, I always get into every week, because a priest told me once, if people knew the true faith of the teaching of the Catholic Church, then people wouldn't have these different things. So I'm going to get into a couple of questions. And this is, I believe in God the Father, the symbols of faith. What are the symbols of faith? The symbols of faith are composite formulas, are called professions of faith or creeds, with which the Church, from her very beginning, has set forth synthetically and handed over her own faith in a language that is normative and common to all the faithful. Number two question, what are the most ancient symbols, meaning professions of faith? The most ancient symbols of faith are the baptismal creeds, because baptism is conferred in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That is Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. The truths of faith professed at baptism are articulated in reference to the three persons of the Most Holy Trinity. Nice two questions. And then it says, what does the profession of faith begin with? I believe in God. The profession of faith begins with these words because the affirmation, I believe in God, is the most important. The most important. The source of all other truths about men and about the world and about the entire life of everyone who believes in God. So beautiful. In what way is God the truth? God is truth itself. As such, he can neither deceive nor be deceived. He is light, and in him there is no darkness. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. The eternal Son of God, the incarnation of wisdom, was sent into the world to bear witness to the truth. John chapter 18, verse 37. And in my last question, in what ways does God reveal that he is love? God revealed himself to Israel as the one who has a stronger love than that of parents for their children or husbands and wives for their spouses. God in himself is love. 1 John chapter verse 8 and then 16. who gives life himself completely and gratuitously, who so loved the world that he gave his only son that the world might be saved through him, John 3:16-17, by sending his son and the Holy Spirit, God revealed that he himself has an external exchange of love. My friends, this is a catechism of the Catholic Church. Father Jim was right. People understood it and knew it. We wouldn't have such rebuke. But you know what? Jesus was misunderstood while he was on the earth, and the Catholic Church is misunderstood. So I'm now going to get into another track from my man PK, which is probably my favorite track that he has on his album, for the simple fact that he's so G'd up, but G'd up in a gospel way, in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm loving it, you know, I'm loving it. I really am. I'm loving it. I teamed up with a bunch of Christians. We have Christian unity amongst each other. He's a good man, man. Dwight, I love you to death, man. You're like a brother to me. Johnny Piero, man, where you at? My brother. Joe Cavello, I will be visiting you soon. This one's for you, my buddy.
Sounds so good, don't you agree?
Yo, yo, we're giving out neck wrenches on this one. You might hurt yourself off when you have your Christ. And it goes like this. Church never heard Christ rap like did it. Fire in my bones, feel like I'm lit in it. Probably top 10 on Satan's hit lit in it. I don't just preach this thing, man, I lit in it. Proclaim the gospel, that's why I spit in it. Hell from asthma, the flow is too sit in it. Christ is coming in the world, don't get it in. Falling next to Satan, bottomless pit in it. They want me to stop, that's what they with it. Middle name is Faithful. Won't never quit it. Jonah, three nights, belly up a fitted it. Jacob dislocated his head in it. Judas betrayed Jesus with the kid in it. Two and three in his name, he's in the middle of this. Stop playing, hell ain't worth the riddiness. It's like you spiritually splitting your riddiness.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't look in the soul of bird, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil.
The deal. Crucify Christ, so hard to kid it ill. Fiery darts, blocked by my shit it ill. Hurt by holy blood that was spit it ill. It's a holy war, what you did it ill. It's not a game, it's so to rid it ill. Satan murdered, destroyers did it ill. Mr. Rapture, don't take the sin it ill. Some of y'all in church for the thread it ill. I'm here to make sure I do God's rid it ill. I fall short that he blessed me, spit it ill. Blessed in the city, blessed in the fitted ill. Construction worker, kingdom bid it ill. Prayer warrior, Navy fitted ill. This is so fool, better eat your minute ill. I'm a whale in the middle of a minute ill.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Don't want your soul to burn, baby, burn. I see no evil, I hear no evil.
Just get into the reading of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus began speaking in the synagogue, saying, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke highly of him, and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his mouth. They also asked, "Isn't this the son of Joseph?" He said to them, surely you will quote me this proverb, physician, physician, cure me, cure yourself and say, do here in your native place the things that we heard were done in Capernaum. And he said, amen, I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own native place. Ain't that the truth? Indeed, I tell you, there are many windows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the sky was closed for 3.5 years and severe famine spread over the entire land. It was to none of these that Elijah was sent, but only to a window in Zarephath in the land of Sidon. Again, there are many lepers in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet. Yet no one of them was cleansed, but only Naaman and Syrian, the Syrian. When the people in the synagogue heard this, they were all filled with fury. They rose up, drove him out of town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town had been built, to hurl him down headlong. But Jesus passed through the midst of them and went away. I will pass through the midst of all my enemies and fade away. Because I say it again, I'll say it once again. There is nothing man of flesh can do to me. I am God's soldier. So I say it and I say it in grace. I pray for my enemies. But God will bring wrath upon you. Because I am a chosen one. I am a modern day disciple. A modern day apostle. Michael Anthony Oliva. Don't forget the name, because this is only the beginning. And I say a nice little prayer here. Not even a prayer. It's out of Luke chapter 2, 6, 7. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. And she gave birth to her child, the son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. That's a nice little thing. My son brought that home from CCD this week. You know, we're getting to the end of the show, as always. So I'm probably going to play a couple of more tracks, because I'm feeling it, you know. But St. Francis said once, he said, make yourself familiar with the angels and behold them frequently in spirit. For without being seen, they are present with you. It's true. Angels are present with you at all times. You need to keep it up and keep it going. You know, and then you could say to yourself, and you could say it like this. You could say, come Holy Spirit, fill my heart with your holy gifts. Let our weaknesses be penetrated with your strength this very day, that I may fulfill all my duties and my state consistently, that I may do what is right and just. Let my charity be such as to offend no one and hurt no one's feelings, so generous as to pardon sincerely any wrong done to me. Assist me, O Holy Spirit, in all my trials of life. Enlighten me in my ignorance. Advise me in my doubts. Strengthen me in my weakness. Help me in all my needs. Protect me in temptations and console me in afflictions. Graciously hear me, O Holy Spirit. Pour your light into my heart, my soul, and my mind. Assist me to live a holy life and to grow in goodness and grace. And here's another one for you. And I'm going to find it because it's in one of my Catholic devotional books. But here's another one. If you never get to church, a lot of people don't like to go to church. They find that it's boring and this and that. Me, I can't wait to get to church. Love getting the body and blood of Christ. But when you're unable to receive Holy Communion, it's a pious practice to pray, a practice to make a spiritual communion. Now, you say the following prayer. I believe that you, O Jesus, are the most holy sacrament. I love and desire you. Come into my heart. I embrace you. Oh, never leave me. May the burning and most sweet power of your love, O Lord Jesus, I beseech you, absorb my mind. And I may die through the love of your love, who were graciously pleased to die through the love of my love. Listen, if there's anyone out there that don't believe they're a sinner, God help you. Shame on you, because we're all sinners. Everybody, Catholic Church members, born-again Christian members, Methodist members, I'll even say evangelicals who don't think they are sinners. You're all sinners. Every one of us is sinners. You don't want to go to church? I'm not forcing you to come to my church. If you like what you hear, I speak Tuesday and Thursday, 11:30 Mass, and one Sunday a month at St. Charles. I'm a lector over there. Soldier Christ is starting on BBS Radio. Don Newsom is a great man. What a stand-up man. And I really thank him for letting me take part in this. You know, I do this on my own. I don't get paid to do this radio show. I do this on my own. I do it because I feel like God's will. This is my training that's going to get me to bigger and better things. Soldier Christ Ministries is going to be a big thing. We have a lot of artists joining up with us. And not only Catholic Christians, but born-again Christians, non-denominational Christians. Whatever it is, my friends. Whatever it is. But this one, we're going to get into PK again. And like I said, by next week, we're going to have a lot more. This one goes out to all the haters and anyone else that gave me a screw face when they found that I was saved. And was like, how can he be saved? He was a bad dude. What's going on with that? My brother, knock, and he will answer. X. And he will receive.
I walk through the valley and I ain't even shook. I'm in the library with 66 books. I got a song and I got 66 hooks. And when I got saved, I got 66 books. You in hell's kitchen, 66 cooks. Can't steal my tray with 66 cooks. Let's have revival, 66 days. Cast demons out of 66 days. So blessed, I got 66 favors, world priesthood, 66 waiters, 66 rhymes, 66 lines, download this song 66 times, listen, this for 66 Christians, don't let Satan move you out position, no matter the condition, we not flinching, fishing for souls, that's our mission.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me, persecute me, but you can't stop me, slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
Spiritual warfare keeps your doors locked. We outside rebuking witches and warlocks. Preach the risen savior of an all blocks. Like a pit bull in the spirit, my jaws locked. Soul food needed now for all flocks. Watch your spirit, man, and change your door locks. My Bible crack when I hear the door knock. Please, Jesus, save until the war stops. Holy Ghost party, fam, it don't stop. Think this is hell, I know a place more hot. The sake of peace, Abraham will leave Lot. Giving out tracks to front your weak spots. Power in Jesus' name, don't need cops. Just in his presence to make your knees drop. Devil and his demons hoping I would stop. But the church need a revival like Woodstock.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me.
I wish somebody else would catch on fire. Crucify flesh, biblical barbed wire. Devil, you a liar. Bow to Messiah. Own arm of God, spiritual desire. Jesus Christ, the one I admire. In my life, I had to kill Messiah. Let's go higher, up Jacob's ladder. Let God arise, till my enemies scatter. Christ ain't dead, he been out the tomb. Jacob and Esau, fought in the womb. Listen, I'm a born again Christian. Count it all joy in my affliction. God is faithful, so he don't lie. Satan can't repent, so he don't try. We walk by faith, don't need no why. Crucify Christ, but he don't die.
The world hate me, but you can't stop me. Persecute me, but you can't stop me. Slander my name, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. Bring up my past, but you can't stop me. Might slow me down, but you can't stop me. Stop my money, but you can't stop me. No matter what devil, you can't stop me. The world hate me, but you can't stop me.
you can't stop me.
No matter what, devil, you can't stop me.
You can say what I did here, did there. It's done, son. It's over with. Here's your true wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Yet we do speak a wisdom to those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of the age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysteriously hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew for. If they had known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. If they would have known, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. And maybe we wouldn't have mayhem. Maybe we wouldn't have war. Maybe we wouldn't have parents fighting with kids. Kids fighting with their parents, disrespecting their parents. Honor your parents. They're the most important. Honor your children. Kiss your children. Tell your children they are great. I'm going to give you formulas of the Catholic doctrine. And we're going to end our show because we're getting low. I got 2 minutes left. The two commandments. Number one, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Number two, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The golden rule is Matthew 7:12. Do to others as you would have them do to you. The three theological virtues is faith, hope, and charity. That's why I have that on my show. The seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, fortitude, knowledge, PIT, and fear of the Lord. The 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit are charity, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, generosity. And I had generosity all through the years. Not to get anything in return, but it's all good. To each his own. Years ago, I would have cursed you. Now I say to each his own. You want to go smoke pot? To each your own. You want to go drink? To each his own. And I'm not talking about having a glass of wine or having a beer with a friend. Modesty, number 10. Number 11, self-control. And number 12, chastity. The seven corporal works of mercy. We need to feed the hungry. We need to give drink to the thirsty. We need to clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, visit the imprisoned, and bury the dead. These are formulas of Catholic doctrine. Well, my show's coming to an end. I think I'm done. I want to say God bless everybody. I pray for everyone that is listening. I also pray for everyone that is not listening. I pray for believers. I pray for non-believers. I pray for Catholics, Christians. I pray for every Christian. I pray for everyone who puts Jesus first. And I also pray for people who don't put Jesus first, because he's with you. Like I say, Jesus walks with me, man, and sometimes he carries me, man. And right now, he's carrying me, man. Mommy, I love you. Daddy, I love you. My sisters, I love you. My nephews and nieces. My son Anthony, my son John, I love you. My friends, my foes, I love you. God bless. Good night. See you next week. Now I'm going to eat a sandwich because I'm starving. God bless, man. You have a good night. And I'm out.